So when we use the material in the service of the spiritual, then they become spiritualized. So does that apply to our various identities also? And do we have, say, material dharma, spiritual dharma? Do we have intermediate dharma also accordingly? Yes, definitely we are meant to spiritualize our identity. It's not that we are meant to reject our identity. So in the Bhagavad Gita itself, in 2.13, Krishna tells Arjuna, you are actually the soul within the body. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. And then in the next verse itself, he says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada agama apayino nitya stamsi tikshaso bharata. He says, therefore, tolerate whatever dualities you experience at the bodily level. Heat and cold, they'll come and go. Pleasure and pain, they'll come and go. Tolerate it. But while saying tolerate, he uses two forms of address. Kaunteya. Kaunteya means, O son of Kunti. Now if Arjuna is not the body, then how is he the son of Kunti? Isn't it? And then he says, Bharata. Bharata means, O descendant of Bharata. If I am not the body, how am I descendant of Bharata? So just now Krishna has told Arjuna, you are not the body, but then he is giving two addresses related with the body. So what is going on over here? So actually the point is that Prabhupada explains in the purport that both these are illustrious connections. Kunti is a great lady and the Bharata dynasty is an illustrious dynasty. So belonging to a great family or a great dynasty brings responsibility. And so Krishna is using these identities to inspire Arjuna to tolerate, to do the activity of tolerating, to stick in the path of duty even when there are difficulties. So the Bhagavad Gita itself offers an example of not rejecting our material identity, but using our material identity for the service of the spiritual growth, for our spiritual growth. So yes, we are definitely, so if somebody is a, say, engineer, or somebody is a singer, somebody is an author, whatever roles we have, whatever identities we have, it's not that we have to reject them. The important thing is we have to connect them. Connect them with Krishna. So, sve sve karmanya birata samsiddhim labhate nara. By working according to our nature, Krishna says we will attain perfection. Sva karmanatam abhyarcha. We can do our work as a worship to Krishna. And that way, our material identity and our material duties can be spiritualized. Now the Bhagavad Gita's precise translation, sva karmanatam abhyarcha, it is, by your work, worship Him. Him refers to God. Now, some people translate it as work is worship. Now, work is worship is actually, it's an ethical principle which can imbue the mood of dignity of labor for all work. Now, no work should be looked down upon. That is, as an ethical principle, it is fine. But work is worship is not a philosophical principle. Now, if work were worship, then the donkey would be the greatest worshipper. Isn't it? If work itself were worship, a thief may say, I am robbing you, I am worshipping. Isn't it? So work itself cannot be worship. Work can be done in a mood of worship. Or work is meant to be done in a mood of worship. And how will that mood of worship come? For that, we have to focus time on exclusive worship also. So when I talk about material, you talk about material dharma, spiritual dharma. At one level, we want to spiritualize our material dharma also. But spiritualization is not just a mental conception. I am doing all this for Krishna. Actually, we have to intend to do it for Krishna. And that requires purification. Our desire, the quality of our desire needs to be changed. And that's why we need time for direct focused bhakti activities, direct worship of Krishna. So our work can be made into worship when we do worship separately also and connect with Krishna in a mood of devotion. Then that mood of devotion we can bring into the rest of our life also. That's why, say, attending spiritual programs where we understand the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, doing a mantra meditation, worshipping Krishna, these are bhakti activities and we need to make time for them. So this is, we could say, this is our spiritual dharma. And our material professions, our material role, that is our material dharma. So when we give time to our spiritual dharma, then we will have the consciousness to spiritualize our material dharma also. And that way, the material will also become spiritual. The material doesn't become spiritual in content. It becomes spiritual in intent. That means the mic, when you speak about Krishna, it becomes spiritual. Now what does it mean? Spiritual is Satchitananda. Spiritual is eternal. It is conscious. It is blissful. Now, is this mic eternal? This mic is not eternal. It is, so in content, it is going to be material. But in intent, it becomes spiritual. So, like that, when our intent becomes spiritual, then even our material activities will become spiritual. So, for that, for our intent to be spiritual, we need to do direct devotional activities. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare
Thank
Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for that
wonderful
class. So, Prabhu just landed from India and he just came. So, he's very tired, I'm sure. So, he will have to take leave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll be chanting now.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.